I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast. So in honor of Bravo's new show, Blind Date, where two singles who know nothing about each other are paired up and sent off on a blind date, we wanted to share some of our more interesting dating stories. And who better to join us than Sheena Shea?
Hi.
Hello.
All right. Let's do this.
You're no longer single, Sheena. So
no.
I feel like we can start there. Have you ever been on a blind date?
No.
Yeah, I feel like they're less common now, to not know anything about the person.
Right, because with, dating apps now, you have, 15 pictures to scroll through first, so, that doesn't really happen. I don't think I've ever been on a proper blind date either.
I've actually never even done a dating app, even when I was single.
Really?
No, I've
never
swiped right or left.
Wait,
unless
why?
It was back when Jax was single, I used to take his phone and play Tinder.
Oh, right.
That
That's
was like, I mean, that
best.
Was, 5 years ago, so that was my only experience
right.
ever.
Oh
Wait,
my God.
Why didn't you do the apps?
Honestly, the main reason was because I, just being on a television show, didn't know if those guys swiping right want to get some followers and be on Vanderpump Rules or if you're genuinely interested in getting to know me.
Right.
So I like to meet people the old-fashioned way. That's how I met my boyfriend. And there was one date filmed this season, a person that Lala set me up with. But we still met before the date. But that was the most, set up I think I've really ever been.
Interesting.
Well, you said meet the old-fashioned way. Do you mean, drunk at a bar?
It was drunk at an after party, but yeah, in person, through a mutual friend, not the internet and swiping right and, but
right.
Sliding in the DMs does work.
Oh,
sometimes.
Okay. It's not a dating app, but it's through an app.
Yeah, but we met in person first, and then the next day, Brock slid in the DMs, we exchanged numbers. Went to a music festival together the next day. He did the Dirty Dancing move with me.
Oh.
Planted a kiss on me on the way down and been together ever since.
I mean, who wouldn't be?
Yeah, that's a really
Can we
good
recreate
one.
That here in this room?
If we had a little bit taller of a ceiling, absolutely.
That's true.
Yeah, it's kind of become our thing.
So your first date was a music festival. What music festival was it?
Caboo in San Diego.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Who did you see?
We saw Mumford and Sons that night, and I think it was One Republic or Imagine Dragons.
I get them confused.
Yeah, because I saw one year and one the next year.
Okay.
I don't remember which year was which.
Right.
But we had the Mumford and Sons. That was our moment.
Aww.
So was the Dirty Dancing kiss your first kiss?
Yes, and we have it actually in a video.
What?
One of my friends was just videotaping if he could do the move with me. And then when he put the kiss on after, I was like, we have our first kiss on camera.
Oh, and show the kids one day.
I know.
Yeah. Megan, what was your first date with Aaron? I mean, you guys have been together for so long.
Yeah, I met when I was 19. I don't think it was a proper date.
Oh, right. It was we met in the cafeteria.
Yeah. What about you and Danny?
Well, my first date with Danny was at, what is it called? The Blind Monkey? What is it?
Brass Monkey.
The Brass Monkey.
I love that place.
Yeah, and the big thing was that's where Bethany Frankel and Kelly Ben-Simone had their, epic, I'm up here, you're down here fight.
Oh.
And so that's when we both realized we were both into housewives, and I think we had, some sweet potato fries, and it was snowing. It was very romantic. We met at that bar because he was coming from Jersey and I was coming from Queens, so we felt like that was, a halfway
point. Yeah.
I think it was actually closer for him technically, but whatever.
So you were saying right before this interview, you've never had a bad date?
I really wasn't a big dater in the single years because in the more recent single years, I had the show and I just had such a guard up on any guy I met. So I really didn't go on a lot of dates, which is why I kind of started hanging out with my best friend in another way because I didn't want to date anyone, but wanted someone. But yeah, I cannot think of a bad date I've ever been on because I really haven't been on that many.
Did Brock watch the show?
No. Oh. No, I think the first full episode he saw was the one that airs tonight because I watched it last night. And he was even nodding off on part of it.
Because I wonder if people who are in the limelight get hit on more or less.
He had no idea who I was when he met me. And then it was funny because his sister in Australia saw him and I on one of his friends' Instagram stories and messaged him and was like, what are you doing with Sheena? And he's like, wait, what? And he's like, is that why people keep taking pictures with this girl? He's like, I had no idea who she was. Oh, he saw I had God. A lot of followers and was like, oh, some influencer or whatever.
Right, some Insta girl.
Yeah, so I mean, that just made me even so much more interested in him because we made a genuine connection, just two people meeting at 2 a.m. at an after party and just had a real connection.
Right. When did he sort of realize the scope of what it meant to be on Vanderpump Rules?
It was when he was looking at the Cleveland Browns Instagram and realized we have the same amount of followers. And he was like, oh my God, babe, you're as famous as the Cleveland Browns. Like he was so, it was like.
And you're like, some would argue more famous than the Cleveland Browns, but.
Yeah, but that was like a moment for him where he was just like, whoa.
What are your thoughts on a guy asking for permission before kissing?
I'm not against that. Okay. I mean, I think if you're feeling it, just kind of go for it. And you can probably read the other person's energy, but I don't think it's weird to ask. I mean, that's polite.
I feel like it's riskier though, because I would feel more comfortable saying no if someone asked me, as opposed to if they leaned in, I would just be like, oh, I'm just going to do it.
I feel like it would be more like one of those like movie moments where they're like, I'm going to kiss you now. And then just like plant one on you. But if they're like, may I kiss you? Then it kind of makes it a little awkward. I feel like if you're feeling it, just go for it.
Yeah. We actually, Danny and I had this conversation the other day and he made a joke of like, you kissed me without my consent. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm so sorry. It was like, but it, like you said, you just like felt it in the moment. I remember it was on our first date and we had gotten into his car to like drive to another bar or something. And it was like snowing and we stopped at a red light. And so I was like, I'm going to just kiss him, you know, because like I felt inspired to do it. But now I'm like, oh my God, maybe I should have asked him first. Like, I don't know.
Maybe if Brett would have asked me first, we wouldn't have had this issue now.
That's true.
Well, I was asking Eric the other day, I was like, have you ever hooked up with someone famous? And he was like, no, but it's New York, so you never know.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, me either. No.
Never.
Never. I mean, my body may be a wonderland, but you know.
Oh my God. Mm. That is good. What about other Bravo celebrities? Have you ever been on any dates with other Bravo celebrities?
Well, we know about some.
Yeah, there have been a couple.
Right.
But wait.
Never slept with.
Okay.
But
okay,
has it ever been with Shep?
Shep and I hung out a couple times, but never slept with him. Same with Carl, hung out a few times, never slept with him. But they're just fun guys who I met when I did Watch What Happens Live with Shep a couple years ago. And I was in a relationship, so we just had a great friendship. And then he did my podcast in L.A. And we hung out after, had too many drinks, and had a drunken makeout.
There you go.
Yeah.
Was there ever anyone you wanted to hook up with and didn't?
There was someone, I don't even remember his name, but when I was here last year, they were showing me different pictures of like, would you or wouldn't you? And it was someone on Million Dollar Listing out here.
Oh, Steve Gold, probably.
Oh, probably Steve
probably,
Gold.
Yeah. But
definitely
he's
Steve Gold.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It would be a yes, just so you know the answer is yes for Steve Gold.
Yeah.
What is one of your biggest turnoffs?
Turn offs, dirty fingernails.
Ooh.
You know, because it's like, I want those hands on me and in me, so you gotta keep them clean. That would definitely be one. Bad teeth, just like overall hygiene. Like, if a guy takes care of himself, then I know he's gonna take care of me as well. But if a guy can't just clip his nails and, you know, brush his teeth, that's, yeah.
I think that's mine too, like longer fingernails on guys.
I think mine is like someone who I can't fuck with, like, right away. Like, if I can't joke around and be myself, like, people that are too sensitive, I'm just like, oh, then we will have nothing to talk about.
Right.
Right.
Also, I think a sloppy drunk, that is so unattractive.
Ooh, so you would not date me. Yeah.
Like, there's, like, fun drunk. Like, I mean, Brock and I will party our asses off together, but it's fun. It's never sloppy where I'm worried and need it. Like, I already was married to that. And so that just is a big no-no for me.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, you probably do have a little bit of, like, PTSD.
Totally.
I would get that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you often find that friends come to you for dating advice and you are, like, having not been on that many dates? Like, how do you respond to that?
I think it just depends on the situation. I think I'm sometimes better at giving advice than taking it because totally. I know what I should do and I don't always do it, but I'm really good at telling other people what they should do.
Right.
And I'm like,
do
no,
as I say,
trust
not
me,
as I
I'm
do.
Right because I've done the opposite and it didn't work out. So take my word for it.
Right. I mean, sometimes I don't know what to tell people when they come to me for dating advice. Like I've been in my relationship now for about 2 years and I almost like forget what it's like to be dating. And yeah. So I'm just sort of like, I don't know, go out there and wing it, you know? Like, I don't know what to say sometimes.
Yeah, and especially most of my friends who are single do the dating apps.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to call her out, but one of my closest friends who's not on the show has just had bad date after bad date from all these dating apps. And then she finally thought she found the one. And then once he found out she had a kid, was like, it's like scared. And it's just like, I'm like, oh, it's because she's such an amazing woman and she just deserves the right guy. But she's just kissing a lot of frogs right now.
Right. Well, like with the dating apps and even what you mentioned about Brock is like you were able to have chemistry right in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So if people do come to me for dating advice, I'm often like, it sounds cliche, but it's like when you know, you know.
Exactly.
And you just feel it and you can't really explain it. And yeah. You're just like, that's what it is.
And I tried to push him away for a solid 2 weeks. I was like, he just kept doing all of these amazing, sweet, thoughtful things for me. I'm like, please lose my number. Never call me again. Like, this is too good to be true. And he kept coming back. And finally, I was just like, all right, I give in. And now I'm happiest I've honestly ever been.
What was the moment you were like, all right, fine, I give in?
I don't want to cry, so I'll try and say this fast. Aww. There was, quite a few moments, but one in Vegas, he surprised me for one of my friend's birthdays. She had left an outfit she really wanted in San Diego at the music festival the week before, and he was supposed to have one of his friends drive it and forgot, and he knew how important it was for her birthday that she had this, like, sparkly jacket thing. So he got on a plane, flew to Vegas, surprised me, and also on her birthday was the day a friend of mine had passed away, so every year I do a shot of Jameson for him. And that night I was just so busy making sure everyone else was taken care of and her birthday. And at the end of the night, he's like, I'm gonna go run and grab a water. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I just want to go to bed. And he went and he grabbed a bottle of Jameson and was like, we didn't do a shot for your friend. And I was just like, I'm done. I can't. This is, yeah, he's perfect.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And there were many That's more awesome. Of those moments, but that was just one where I'm like, I forgot about the Jameson shot. And this is something I've been doing every year for 7 years. And like, he
wow.
remembered.
Oh my God. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that story.
I love that story.
Now I want Jameson. It's too early here.
Never too early for a hot toddy.
That's true.
Have you ever experienced the dating phenomenon of being ghosted?
Yeah, Max.
Well, that's true. We're watching it play out
yeah,
right now.
Couldn't text me from that Apple Watch. I'm like, I got you the waterproof one. When you were surfing, you still had no excuse.
That but, is insane. Yeah.
I mean, that was the thing where I'm just like, you know what? Use your words. Because now seeing the things he's saying to the guys, like, I definitely stopped watching the show and started rage texting him last week. Because I'm like, why didn't you say this to me? If you felt I was coming on too strong or it was too much, instead of texting me all of these sweet things and then just like disappearing, how about you just use your words and say, you know what, this is actually a little too much. But instead he was so supportive of me freezing my eggs. Like, I did not want to date anyone at the time. I was fighting off and on with Adam, and Max just popped into my life out of nowhere. We exchanged numbers. He was so sweet and just giving me all of the attention I wasn't getting from anyone else and hadn't in a long time, even from Rob. So I was like, okay, you know, it doesn't feel like the right time, maybe not even the right person, but this guy seems very interested, so I'm not gonna pass up something that could be good. And so I just went all in because he was all in, and then he was all out, like, real quick. And I was like, whoa, that was fast.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the Apple Watch. We know that you've gotten someone an Apple Watch, a penguin.
Drones, iPads. What's the so
drones?
Dumb.
Oh my God.
Not one, but two, because he sunk the first one in Big Bear.
No.
While we were filming.
Oh my God. What about Brock? Have you gotten him anything lately?
See, so I got him AirPods, the new okay. ones. And he was like, what is with you buying Apple products for all these guys? He's like, I don't ever want anything from Apple again.
Oh my God. Listen, everyone needs a pair of AirPods, yeah. Okay? I still don't have one.
You know, and they're the new ones, and he has bigger ears, and the little ones don't fit. And so these ones are, like, adjustable, and I knew it was something he would use and wanted, so I got him those, and he's like, I told you not to. I was like, I know, but I just had to get you one thing.
Then
he got me Gucci glasses, so I was like, ooh. Okay, so when we said we're not doing presents for Christmas, we still both did nice presents for Christmas.
Right. I feel like Apple needs to sponsor you. Like, right? You need a partnership with
them. I've spent thousands with them.
If they only knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is your opinion on the third date rule, where you're supposed to wait until the third date to...
No.
No,
if you're feeling it, you feel it. I'm not against sleeping with someone on the first date if that's what you're feeling. I mean, look at Teddy and Edwin. I mean, there are a lot of solid relationships that have come off of what you thought might have been a one-night stand. Which that's I've true. Also never had, and no one believes me. Never had a one-night stand. Yeah.
Do you believe it? Yeah. Like, no penetration. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I think that is the qualifier for a one-night stand.
Yeah.
Right?
Never had that.
What about you? Third date rule, Megan?
No.
It doesn't work that way in the gay community, I can tell you that right now.
Right?
Like, we're like, first date, we got to figure this out. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, you got to know. That's the thing is, I mean, I don't want to say too much, but, you know, when you are interested in someone, if you do wait, and then it's like, what about if you really start to develop feelings, and then you're like, shoot, I haven't taken that next step, and what if that sucks, and you already like this person? So I just think, you know, if you feel it, do it.
Right, because then once you wait, you got it's like friend zone territory, and then you're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
So what date with Brock was it?
It was probably like, actually technically, I think like date three.
Okay.
Oh. We hung out at Caboo in San Diego, yes. And then he drove up to LA. We did lunch. He came out to Vegas, and then back to San Diego for the Cross Music Festival.
You didn't do it in Vegas?
No, because he just flew for literally less than 24 hours. I was staying with all the girls in his suite. He came, and we were out till like 5, 6 a.m., and then he had a 7 a.m. flight.
Right. It's hard to like have sex in Vegas because you are up all night, and then it's suddenly morning, and you're like, oh, well, I'm tired.
Yeah, so I think it was like the third big hangout.
Interesting. Okay.
So but we just didn't, we also didn't have an opportunity to before.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it might have happened. It might have happened after
but
that jump.
The way it happened was so perfect, and I was just like, I'm done. Yeah. Sign me up.
Right. We're in this now.
Yes.
Weirdest place you've had sex?
Ooh. Honey?
He's like,
Weirdest. I don't know. Where? Trying to think.
Conference room in Rockefeller Center. We could make it happen.
Okay.
We'll block
Let's
out the next hour for you guys. Don't worry.
The green room at Watch What Happens Live tonight.
That's good. That'd be
Andy
good
would
one.
Love that, I feel like. What about you? What's the weirdest place, Megan?
I definitely a bar bathroom. But it's not weird. It's just, you know.
Yeah. Right. I mean, again, in the gay community, bathrooms are just as good as bedrooms, you know? It's like, ooh. We asked Leanne Locken the same question from Dallas, and I think she had said, through a fence?
Yeah.
But then she was like, oh, no, that was just a joke. And I was like, I don't know. who of all of the fellow castmates, who do you remember going on a first date and knowing that they were probably going to make it?
Tom and Ariana.
It was Tom and Ariana, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, just the chemistry they had as friends when we all worked together at Villa Blanca. I'm like, why are you with Kristen? Like, this makes no sense. This makes perfect sense. So I was definitely one of the factors in pushing them together and pushing Kristen away. And Kristen was cheating on Tom also. So it was like, we knew that she had. So I knew that if they ever did date Tom and Ariana, they would be an insanely amazing couple.
On the flip side, who went on a date and you were like, this is not going to work?
I didn't think Jackson Brittany. I didn't think
really?
I would ever see her again. So it was my 30th birthday in Vegas, and he brings this adorable little country girl who I think is like a fangirl. Didn't know that she had never seen the show or anything. Brings her to my intimate birthday party of like 10, 15 people. My family's there and I'm like, why are you bringing like fans to my birthday party? And I was like, we'll never see this girl again. And then, boom, 2 weeks later, she's like driving out from Kentucky.
and now look at them.
Yeah. But woo. I could not be happier to have both of them in my life. But she is just such an amazing soul. And I'm so glad it worked out for them.
I know. I can't wait to see the wedding this
season. Yeah. It was beautiful.
It was in a castle.
It was so fun.
Wild.
Yeah.
Well, I do have one final question.
Okay.
True or false? The bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe.
I mean, as Lala says, the bigger the hoop, the better the blowjob.
Oh, I think
so. Is that true?
Brock says yes.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Sheena.
Thank
Sheena.
You.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.